This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Our ongoing series looking at entrepreneurs around the University of South Florida brings us to the College of Engineering and the Clean Energy Research Center. But we're not talking to Dr. Yogi Goswami, the director of the center, about his world-renowned work on solar energy. Instead, we're talking about the molecule air purifier, which he's been developing for over 20 years. It's technology that was recognized as one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2017. Dr. Goswami, thanks for joining us on University Beats.
Thank you, Mark.
We'll get to the molecule air purifier in just a moment and how it works. But first, the inspiration behind it is personal.
My son is asthmatic from birth, and we had no control over what air he was breathing. So I started to look for air purifiers on the market. None of that helped him. So that's when I felt that I needed to invent a technology myself, which actually came out of a solar technology that I had developed and demonstrated at Tyndall Air Force Base near Panama City to clean up their contaminated groundwater.
And also your daughter, who is an engineer as well, was involved in the process?
When she moved to Tampa, she started having headaches. And we just happened to take a prototype unit, put that in our bedroom. And when she saw us about 2 weeks later, she was not complaining of headaches. So when we reminded her that this is what we had done, she said, okay, this is what I'm going to work on. And so she is now the COO of Molecule.
Tell me how Molecule works.
This is a photoelectrochemical oxidation process. And with the action of light, any contaminants that are in the air, they just get destroyed and converted to basic elements that are supposed to be in the air. It has a pre-filter that filters out the large particles, and then the other contaminants go through the pre-filter and go to a nanofilter, which then, with the action of light, destroys those contaminants.
What kind of testing has it undergone?
Before we commercialized this technology, we went throughout the country for beta testing this technology. We got volunteers all over the country. We sent them prototype units. What we were found was amazing, that a week after using the device, the symptoms of allergy sufferers went down to symptoms of non-allergy sufferers. And after 4 weeks, the symptom reduction was sustainable.
I didn't realize that this cylindrical gray device is the molecule device. And as you were saying, it's really quiet. I'm just going to hold the mic over.
Yes, so this is on auto speed right now, and you can barely hear it.
What advice would you have for a scientist who's looking to take their idea from the laboratory to the marketplace like you have with Molecule?
Well, they have to think in practical terms. Just because you have done some experiments in the lab doesn't mean that it will work the same way in the field. So you have to go from the laboratory to prototypes. And if it continues to work the way you had anticipated, then you can take the next step to commercialize. And there you do need money. And so you have to go to people who are interested in investing in startup companies. And once you get that match, then you can just go from there.
Dr. Yogi Goswami, the director of the Clean Energy Research Center at USF and the inventor of Molecule, again, thank you for joining us on University Beats.
Well, thank you very much, Mark.
You can find out more about Molecule and the entire USF Entrepreneur Series on our website, wusfnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.